From Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, this is the GenCast Network. Bringing you compelling and in-depth interviews with the biotech industry's leading researchers, newsmakers, and thought leaders. This week on the GenCast Network, Gen's Editor-in-Chief John Sterling interviews Dr. Robert Hewitt on biobanking in Luxembourg.
Dr. Robert Hewitt is the CEO of the Integrated Biobank of Luxembourg. He also serves as the European editor of Biopreservation and Biobanking, a journal published by Marianne Liebert, Inc. Dr. Hewitt, who received his PhD from the University of Glasgow, previously held a number of positions at the National University of Singapore, including the directorship of that institution's tissue repository. Dr. Hewitt, the Integrated Biobank of Luxembourg was established last December. What was the basis for creating the biobank? Who set it up, and what are its goals?
The basis of this initiative is that about 5 years ago, Luxembourg, which had achieved international standing in the area of financial services, I think, which is very well known, decided to diversify its economy. And the health sciences and biotechnology area seemed promising, and so they decided to explore. And looking around the world, they found an inspiring example in Phoenix, Arizona, where a scientist called Dr. Jeffrey Trent had established a research institute called TGen in 2002. Now, Phoenix, Arizona was not previously well known for research in this area. But the institute was very successful, generated first-class research and a number of spin-off companies, creating jobs and boosting the local economy. And so it was a really excellent example for Luxembourg to follow. And so Luxembourg government contacted Dr. Trent, and the result was a partnership agreement in which Luxembourg received guidance in the establishment of a biobank, and at the same time, collaborative research projects which leverage the potential of this biobank would be conducted. And the biobank, which we now call IBBL, or the Integrated Biobank of Luxembourg, is actually going to be more than just a biorepository for storage of samples. It also includes research laboratories that are going to make use of the samples for collaborative research with outside centers. So Patricia Lucchetta, who's the from the Ministry of the Economy, was the project manager for this project before I joined as CEO in July this year. And so far we've recruited some really excellent people, including Damien Apps as the Chief Financial Officer, Dominic Allen as Chief Operating Officer, Faye Betts as Chief Scientist overseeing biospecimen research, Laurent Antunes as histopathologist, Anna D'Agostini as communications officer, Mary-Paul Hoffman as conference manager. So we're off to an exciting start, and by the end of next year, 2010, we should have more than 50 staff in total. And the goals of IBBL include to provide researchers with high-quality samples and data, to protect the interests of donors, or to operate ethically and efficiently, and to advance the field of biobanking by conducting biospecimen research. We also want to engage in research that will lead to advances in personalized medical care and to encourage the development of health-related biotechnology in Luxembourg.
I would guess that Luxembourg does not fly high on the radar screens of most biotech observers in terms of associating it with a major life science research effort. What are Luxembourg's main strengths in the biotechnology arena?
Well, I think there are a number of strengths and potential strengths. First of all, there's a university, University of Luxembourg. The university has a Faculty of Science and Technology, including an active life sciences unit. And it also has a very new interdisciplinary center called the Luxembourg Center for Systems Biomedicine. And this is headed by Dr. Rudy Balling. Dr. Balling is a distinguished scientist who was previously scientific director of the Helmholtz Center for Infection Research in Braunschweig, Germany. So we're really very fortunate that he's joined us, very excited about it. And the center which he's heading is an exciting initiative at the interface of biology, medicine, and mathematics. And they're going to have a major research focus on the role of inflammation in diseases of the nervous system, like Alzheimer's disease, for example. And there'll be a strategic partnership with the Institute of Systems Biology in Seattle, and this will be very important, particularly in the area of technology development and in building close relationships with industrial partners. So I think this is something very exciting for the future. And also, Luxembourg has a number of research institutes, including CRP Henry Tudor, CRP Gabriel Lippmann, and CRP Santé, which is specifically for biomedical research. The CRP Santé is headed by Dr. Jean-Claude Schmidt, and this institute has been successful in obtaining funds to establish a clinical proteomics unit, which will be headed by Dr. Bruno Demon, who is a world-leading authority in proteomics research. And he has well-established connections in industry. So this is another very promising development, which is going to lead to great strengths in the biotechnology area.
You took over the leadership of the IBBL this past July. Can you tell us about your background in the life sciences, and what are your plans for the IBBL?
I have a mixture of scientific and medical training. I have a medical degree from St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London, a PhD in virology from the University of Glasgow. I've had some training in pathology as a clinical lecturer in histopathology at the University of Nottingham. And when I was training there, I developed an interest in research in tumor invasion and metastasis. And as a result of this, I spent 5 years as a Fogarty Research Fellow at NIH in Bethesda, Maryland, at the NCI Lab of Pathology. From there, I moved to clinical fellowship at Hammersmith Hospital in London in Professor Gordon Stamp's department of histopathology. I became involved in establishing a tissue bank, and I've been in biobanking ever since. And prior to my move to Luxembourg, I was director of a tissue bank in Singapore at the National University Hospital for a six-year period. And over the past 5 years, I've been very involved in an international biobanking society called ISBA, and I organized their annual meeting in Singapore in 2007. I acted as their president in 2008 and helped to establish the society's Asian chapter in 2009. And since then, I've moved to Luxembourg. My plans for the future of IBBL, well, my plan is to make IBBL a great place to work with excellent staff and highly motivated staff. And I want to make sure that we have excellent communications with the community, with hospitals, universities, and other partners in the outside world, because I think that good communications are really critical for any biobank. Perhaps most of all, I want IBBL to really make a difference, to move the field of biobanking forwards so that biobankers around the world can provide researchers with better support, and that's going to accelerate the introduction of personalized medical care. So that's certainly my hope.
You earlier mentioned a partnership with the Translational Genomics Research Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. What's the nature of that relationship?
Well, the nature of the relationship is that TGen has been playing a very supportive role to IBBL in getting it established. And we've had support from people at every level in TGen's organization. They've been giving us advice on a wide range of issues, scientific, technical, informatics, legal, ethical, management, lab design, you name it. You know, they've really helped us in a huge range of areas. And they've done this by regular visits, and the visits are in both directions. Sometimes we go to them, sometimes they come to us, and regular teleconference calls. And more recently, the support's been taking the form of development of research collaborations so that TGen and IBBL and other partners in Luxembourg can work together, leveraging the support of the Biobank and Technology Center that make up IBBL.
I understand that the IBBL also has collaborative research arrangements with Dr. Leroy Hood from the Institute of Systems Biology in Seattle, and Dr. Leland Hartwell of the Partnership for Personalized Medicine in Phoenix. What do these collaborations intend to accomplish?
The intention is to conduct research which is going to establish world-class researchers and research programs in Luxembourg. So, for example, Dr. Leroy Hood and Dr. David Gallus from the Institute of Systems Biology in Seattle are going to be collaborating with Dr. Rudy Balling of the Luxembourg Center for Systems Biomedicine in two major projects. One of them involves whole genome sequencing of whole families where children are affected with genetic diseases, and this is an approach which is showing great promise for the identification of responsible genetic defects. Another project they're doing involves use of proteomics technology to identify organ-specific biomarkers of disease. In other projects, Dr. Lee Hartwell, who's the head of the Fred Hutchinson Center for Cancer Research in Seattle, he's also a Nobel laureate in physiology and medicine, so a very distinguished researcher. He's collaborating with Dr. Guy Berchem, who is a Luxembourg oncologist who's doing research at CRP Sante. And they're studying patients with lung cancer using proteomics techniques to find serum markers that will allow early diagnosis and improved management of the disease. So this kind of work is going to help establish world-class researchers and research programs in Luxembourg, and that's going to bring all kinds of benefits. I mean, there'll be educational benefits, healthcare benefits, economic benefits. The collaborations are going to accomplish a great deal.
I'm John Sterling. Thanks for listening. If you would like to comment on this week's podcast, please go to our podcast section at www.genengnews.com and give us your thoughts. We'd really like to hear from you. Bye for now.
To learn more about topics discussed in this GenCast or to listen to previous GenCasts, visit our website at www.genengnews.com. For the Gen Publishing editorial staff, I'm Jonathan Ellinghouse saying thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week to the GenCast Network.